questions. How many people have heard of Photo Voice? And how many have used it? How about used it as an evaluation tool? So what I'm going to talk about today is how we've used Photo Voice as an evaluation tool, which is different from the typical way of using Photo Voice, and I'll explain what I mean by that. Okay, so I believe I have to disclose that I work for Kaiser Permanente, and I promise I'm not trying to recruit you as members. So this is the definition of Photo Voice, created by Wong and Burris in 1997. It's about giving people a camera and having them document the conditions in their community and then doing something about them to improve the health of their community. These are the main goals. The first three are the typical Photo Voice goals. Again, documenting community conditions, talking about those conditions, and then acting on those conditions. How do you improve those conditions? And the blue is actually what we added over the past 6 months to our Photo Voice strategy. And we said we want to take this method and augment it so that we can use Photo Voice, use the photographic technique and the critical dialogue reflection process to have communities give their perspective on what's the impact of an intervention on their community. So before I get into the evaluation part, I want to just tell you that we started with the process of the typical Photo Voice, those first three goal areas, and in somewhere over, it's probably now about 250 people at this point, 18 communities or more across six of our states, we've implemented Photo Voice. So we have a lot of we've had a lot of success. It's been one of our greatest efforts at engaging people, at mobilizing people, and in creating wins. And this is just a couple examples of the wins that we've had to date over the past 5 years. And on the very bottom, you can barely see it, but there's a YouTube video that you can check out if you Google Kaiser Permanente Photo Voice. And it tells you, it's about a six-minute video telling you about our success with Photo Voice to date and how you too could be successful through using that method. But I'm not going to go into this part of the presentation. I'm going to go into our next iteration, which is how we've used it as an evaluation tool. So we looked through the literature. We didn't find anything that said that folks had used it to document change. So we decided to create both a method and a curriculum to use Photo Voice as a participatory evaluation tool to get the perspective of the community in how their community has transformed as a result of the effort. In our case, it's the Community Health Initiative, because that's what I'm working on. And the Community Health Initiative is an obesity prevention initiative aimed at creating opportunities for safe physical activity and healthy food options in a community. So that was the framework that we came in to Photo Voice, and it was one part of a much larger evaluation effort that had your typical distal outcomes, environmental change outcomes, key informant interviews, and so on. And so this was just an added element that, again, allowed us to get the perspective of the community visually and what's different about their environment. And then, taking it further, it gave them a tool to actually do something about it. So the policy part is also still a part of this Photo Voice effort. Here's what it looked like. We did the time one, the first, I'm calling it T1, it's the first iteration of our Photo Voice project took place over the past 5 years, and then this evaluation effort has taken place over about the past 6 months, and so that's what I'm presenting on today. So far, we've done it in three communities, one here in Colorado and two in California. We focused on the family unit. We had a lot of people interested in including youth, but our curriculum really was tailored towards adults, so we did have some youth participate, but with their parents or with their teachers. And it was still that theme of healthy eating, active living. And we were looking for two outcomes, that community change and also thinking about the pre-post of what Photo Voice said in time one and what was different with those, the same, like the liquor store example that was up on the screen. The liquor store was demolished, so a picture of the empty lot now was an example of another Photo Voice picture that would be taken in the evaluation effort. Our recruitment strategy, we grappled a lot with what's the right recruitment strategy, and we landed on having the same people that were involved in the first iteration of Photo Voice, plus the people that are most knowledgeable about the work of the intervention over the past 5 years, because we wanted to make sure to really capture the community changes, and some of those people from the first 5 years ended up not being very engaged in the initiative over the next the 5 years that have happened in between. So we wanted to make sure that we got those most knowledgeable, plus folks who were with us from the beginning. This is just a flavor of what our sessions looked like. We broke it down into three sessions. This is session one. We gave a review of what Photo Voice is. We talked about legal issues, consent forms, ethical issues. We gave some background to Photo Voice, Freirean, feminist theory, all the things that that you know about if you've done Photo Voice are still elements and still fidelity to the model in this iteration. Then we gave folks a little bit of instruction on how to take a picture because we were finding we were getting dark pictures or, you think people have taken pictures, but when you see some of the photos, we learn that people need a little bit of reminders on how to make sure that their picture represents what they want it to. And then we sent folks out with their cameras and had them return somewhere between 2 weeks and a month later to do session two. And this is the heart of Photo Voice. And this is what we tweaked a bit to have it become an evaluation method. So we kept the jargon on the top bullet, the selecting, contextualizing, codifying is part of the original Photo Voice. And this is really about identifying your pictures, talking about them, looking for themes, and then captioning those pictures. We kept all of that, but we tweaked the how, and I'll get into that in a second. And then the third bullet is we made sure that we were still using Photo Voice as an advocacy tool. So, individually, we had folks look at their set of pictures, so their stack of 32 pictures, and we had them pick the top five changes. Remember, they took pictures this time of what was different in their community. So we had them pick the top five greatest accomplishments in their stack of pictures and why. So they went through, here's the accomplishment and why. And then from there, we had them select the top two or three that they were going to actually caption. And the jury's still out on whether this was a good use of their time. We were really trying to get at the why this is important. And so we felt like going through the top five would help hone in on the captioning process. And for two of our communities, it did. And for the other community, it was a distraction. So I'm not convinced that this is the right strategy, but I still want to give it a go. We're doing two more communities this summer, and I want to make sure that we can perfect this method over time because we're making this up as we go along. Then, these are for those of you familiar with Photo Voice, there's a series of five questions, and we tweaked those questions. Those questions are called the showed method, so this is the revised evaluation showed method. And it's basically, what's changed in your community as a result of the intervention? We made sure we could trace it back to the intervention in some way, and this was something we had to keep reminding folks. Why are these changes important? And then what still needs to happen to make this a healthy eating, active living community? We grappled a lot with what these questions should be. We wanted to keep them simple, but we had a lot of stakeholders who wanted a lot out of this Photo Voice project, and so there were a lot of ideas of what types of questions we could have, and we really, really tried to make it simple because the captioning process in Photo Voice is hard enough with simple questions, and so we wanted to not get too complicated. So this is what we landed on. They did seem to work. So, in the small groups, after folks had filled out their answers to those three questions and written their caption, we had them talk about that with their small group. They revised their captioning, and then in the larger group, we went around the room, they showed their pictures, they read their captions of their 2 to 3 pictures that they collected, and we still had some revisions to the captions, because remember, evaluation method, so people were asking questions about, you have a picture of a salad bar. Wait a minute, we did this in 7 schools. Let's say that in the caption, because this was 7 schools, not just one. It's actually a bigger accomplishment than what that caption reads. Or this serves 13,000 kids. Let's put that in the caption. So the group was sort of augmenting through dialogue what the outcome was of that picture was trying to represent. And it was still up to the photographer to say, is this what their picture reflects? But those were the kinds of dialogues that we were having. And then, this is the other big tweak. So in the large group, so we listed on the wall all of the different accomplishments. I'm going to show you what that looks like in a second. And from there, we had folks, the group, talk about, of all these, what are the top five? And we actually asked them to rate is probably not the right word, but vote on what is their top accomplishment, and then we broke that down into the top five, because at the end of the day, we wanted to be able to say, from the community's perspective, these are the top five accomplishments in this community. Okay, I'm going to skip through some of these. Examples of the accomplishments that came up. Here are some of the pictures so you can see what it looks like. This is a vending machine ordinance. They had done a lot of work making healthier food in the schools, but they were finding that before and after school, kids were going in right outside the school to the vending machine, to the vendor. So they banned vendors from the perimeters of their school before and after school and during. This is a menu. They actually couldn't get into the school because it was summer, so this was their way of reflecting what the changes that they had accomplished in their school and getting much healthier options in their cafeteria. This is Modesto, California. This was a policy that they implemented across their district that said in all the after-school programs, which serves 2,800 kids, they were going to give those kids 20 minutes of physical activity every day. So this was a pretty big accomplishment, having a large impact on their kids. These are the themes that came in those top five. These were the themes that came up as the greatest accomplishments, increased in across all three of our communities. So increased in fresh, healthy food in the neighborhoods, safer ways to walk to school, walking trails, biking trails, leadership development for youth and for adults, and then healthy messaging, which sometimes was BMI counseling, sometimes social marketing, but it broke down into these four areas. Here's examples of those. This is in one of our communities, this is a Latino leadership program who are giving input on the master plan for parks. This is a Safe Routes to School. They got it at this is Santa Rosa, California, $600,000 in infrastructure changes to create Safe Routes to School in their community. This is a corner store, and actually this one, if you read the bottom, it says that they were able to get healthy food in that bin out and get rid of the sodas, but in fact now it's been replaced with other things, not the sodas, but at the bottom of that caption reads, work still needs to be done to make sure that our healthy produce is stocked year-round. So this is this is that last question of what's left in your community to be done. This is the getting BMI institutionalized in their clinics, and you can see at the bottom, if you can see that far, that these clinics serve 13,000 people, so an example of getting to the reach in these pictures. This is the pre-post photo voice. This is the bottom picture you've already seen. This is the Safe Routes to School dollars, the infrastructure dollars that they got, and the top picture is what they did 5 years ago where they said, There's an elementary school kid who's died here. We need to improve kids' ability to walk to school in our neighborhood. And they were successful, using this picture to advocate for that. This is a corner store. You can see the top picture is the pre. This is Budweiser, very little produce. The bottom picture, and you know, in the caption at the very end, it says, why shop here? And in the bottom picture, you see that now the owner has taken the time to make sure produce is fresh, visible, accessible, simple to eat. And this was a big accomplishment for this community. So what are the benefits of this approach? Like I said, the jury's still out on how to do this the best way possible. We're just testing it. We've got a lot of ideas on how to make revisions for the next two communities coming up here in Colorado. But we've learned that it's a good complement to the rest of our evaluation methods. And there's a lot of pride that comes with this. If you sit in the room when people are captioning, there is a lot of pride in these accomplishments. And we can't get at that in the evaluation in any other way. So this has been a really good way to document that and to try and celebrate the wins that folks have had over the past, our initiative has been 5 years, over the past 5 years. It also allows, like Chris said, it allows a product, the photo voice product, and also a skill, an advocacy skill, and a photo voice skill to be left behind in that community. And there's a policy effort that you can, after you get your pictures, you can take it to the next level of even greater changes in your community. The things that we learned, I mentioned the recruitment strategy, I mentioned keeping the questions simple. One caveat and word of caution is that this is time consuming. So it's no joke that there needs to be resources put to this, mostly in staff time, to recruit people, to make sure they come back for the second session so that you can actually caption, to make sure that your pictures are turned in, things like that. And then to not stop at the captioning, but to actually do something with the advocacy. And that takes time. And if done well, we've seen, if you watch our video, we've seen some really amazing changes, big changes in communities over a very short period of time, changing environments through the use of photo voice. So it definitely is worth the effort, but it is an effort. Also, there are lots of materials that exist. We've developed a couple of different versions of curricula, so we have those to share, and there are things to share on the internet as well. So a recommendation would be not to reinvent the wheel. There are a lot of things, and people should take advantage of that. And then I hope I've given this message is that there's a lot to learn. We're making this up. Anyone who has ideas, I welcome those at the end. But this has been truly innovative, inspiring, proactive. People have been really happy, our community participants, to participate in this effort and to have these products at the end that demonstrate their results and to get those results from their perspective into the evaluation to show how they perceive their community transformation. It's been definitely a worthwhile experience, and we need to improve it. We know, but we think it's a good start. Thank you.